You're listening to the Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow podcast, where you will find engaging and truthful conversations. Join us as we turn our hurts into healing, no matter what we're facing. Our hope is that you are equipped with tried and true practical strategies that lead to healing so that we can enjoy today and own tomorrow. Here's your host, Lane Lawson Craft.
Have you ever just wondered, are my kids even listening to me? I know with young adults and teenagers, it's even more difficult. How do we have real conversations with our teens and young adults? You do not want to miss today's conversation with Patty Reed. It's an amazing way for us to just dig deep and figure out how do we engage with these teens and young adults so that we can impact them and influence them. You don't want to miss it. Let's dig right in.
You know, it's funny. I have the gift of the gab. Y'all all know that. So conversations just kind of come easy for me. But I know for many people, there is a challenge. You know, if you're introverted or if there's a sensitive subject, maybe even a hard subject, it's hard to stir up conversations. And, you know, I'm so excited that Patty is here because she's got this book. It's Face-to-Face Smart Conversations with Yourself, Your Teenager, and Your Young Adult. And, you know, who can't use these amazing applications today about stirring up? Listen, if you don't have a teenager, you know you've got family that you might have a niece or nephew. You are a young adult. You just, you know, we need to be able to have great conversations. And so, Patty, I'm so excited that you're here. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me, Lane.
Yes. Well, you know, I love conversations. You do too. But, you know, many of us struggle on, particularly, I think, with our children or young adults, teenagers. You know, it's harder to talk to them today without defense. You know, they immediately get defensive. And I'm talking from a mom of three young adults. You know, you're not telling them what to do, but that's the first thing they say. You're telling me what to do. So Anyway, I would love today, I think the real thing I would like the nuggets today would be, number one, what was the passion behind the book? Do you mind sharing that?
Yeah, no, that's great. Gosh, first of all, this was not on my agenda. This was definitely on God's agenda. And he basically tapped me on the shoulder probably in November 2017. My daughter had just left for New York City to pursue her acting dream and going to the conservatory of her hopes and dreams. And so I was alone and in the house and, you know, quiet, having my coffee, talking to Jesus. And I felt like he said to me, start writing. And I thought, I think you have the wrong person. Anyway, all that to say, we had a little bit of a wrestling match, but I adjusted and said, okay. And so just started writing the book, really, because I have two adult children. My daughter is 22, my son is 26, and we've had lots of, you know, hard, fun, difficult, you know, important conversations over time, and it's not always easy. So they've given me lots of lessons and permission to write about them.
Well, that's wonderful. So, you know, as a reader today, maybe being a grandparent of a teenage grandchild or a parent of a young adult, what would you give us some nuggets about how to stir up meaningful, that is the key, meaningful conversations that bring life? Can you help us on that today?
Yeah. And I think really first, Lane, is that we cannot parent, so to speak, our older teens and young adults like we did when they were, you know, 9, 10, 12, 13, whatever. I mean, we go through transitions, right, as parents. And to me, this is kind of the last transition, right? We're still parenting. We still want to help them. We want to give them our wisdom, but we have to go about it completely differently. And if we are telling, selling, and yelling, you're not going to connect. You are not going to, you know, be able to have that conversation or the impact and influence that you want in their life. And so what adjustments do we need to make, right? And, you know, we think they have to adjust and they don't listen and all that stuff. And they don't probably, but what do we need to do to adjust in our language, in our body language, in our tone, in the words that we use? Because honestly, they don't hear us anymore. So, you know, so showing up in that way with humility and asking open-ended questions, I think will get things moving forward.
Yes. And, you know, I don't know if it's in your book, and forgive me if it is, as being redundant, but, you know, I had three kids under three. So I had three teenagers, 15, 16, and 17. You know, I still have three young adults. One just turned 30, so it's 30, 28, 27. Okay. I know that when I picked times while we were doing something, for instance, carpooling, when their mindset is, you know, just getting to school, getting home from school, that's when it seemed I could pick into their lives and while they're a little distracted, and I know this sounds funny, but, you know, they're not so defensive when their minds are preoccupied. Do you agree that sometimes it's kind of fun when you're in the mode of maybe transporting or doing something, a task together? That's an awfully good time to begin a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, and I would say that, you know, for each child it's different. And so that's the, you know, one of my aspirations is to help parents discover the greatness in their child, right? So going, you know, it might be good for one child, Lane, but it might not be good for the other. So we really need to, you know, investigate and dig, when is a good time to have a conversation? And I think that we can, you know, I was listening to something this morning, just sitting and listening and praying. And, you know, when we work out, if you work out, right, you kind of warm up, right? You do your warm up so you don't hurt your muscles. Well, it's the same thing going into conversation. We have these pre-conversations with ourselves and with God so that we don't hurt the conversation or say the wrong thing. So I always, Lane, I push people to the Father to ask him, when is the best time? What should I say? Should I say? Should I ask? Because really, that's our hope.
Right. So yeah. You're saying, you know, yield first to God and listen to him about what is best for each individual child. And I love that because we're all unique. You know, what God says to me in a different way may not resonate with you, you know, so that's very important. What's another application that we can take today about stirring up conversations?
Well, there's two things that come to mind, and something that you just said, right, that we're created differently and uniquely, and we, quite frankly, hear things differently, right? Everything goes through our history, our filter, our perceptions, our experiences. And so something I would encourage, whether it be your child or your husband or your, you know, your boss or whatever, is to ask, what do you mean by that? Can you explain that more? Because I mean, lo and behold, it's always something different. We, you know, we just interpret things differently than other people. And this is where the misunderstandings happen. This is where the assumptions happen or judgments and things like that. So it's just super important to be able to really understand what they are saying, which again, I just think is so important. And then the other thing that I like to ask parents is if they would have the courage and the bravery to find the right place, right, for the coffee shop, taking the lunch, shopping, whatever, you know, you need to do. And then ask them, you know, Susie, if you had all the money and all the resources in the world, what would you do? And when we ask them that, Lane, you might discover some things that you may not have known before, because I do think there is, I think as parents, we get a little nervous and paranoid about, oh my gosh, are they going to make it? Are they going to be successful? Right. But what's really in their heart, and then empowering them to live that out and to obviously ask the Lord. I told my kids when they were growing up that there's three most important decisions in your life. And that is, who is your master? What is your mission? And who is your mate? And God will help you answer those things.
Yeah, I love that. So let's talk really authentically here. So we've got people listening today and viewing, and they are not having conversations well. They are not actually even feeling like they're talking to their children, whether they're young adults, teenagers. Can you help us today? What would you encourage us to start with?
Mm-hmm. You know, we always start with ourselves, right? We have to have an awareness in our own hearts of where we're at, maybe what went wrong, you know, in the relationship. And, you know, I just think humility goes a long way. And I actually was just telling my friend the other day, hey, you know, or to encourage her child, can we start over? Could we start over? Would you forgive me? I know I lost my temper, or I know you asked me not to say that and I said it again. I'm so sorry. Will you know how to pray for me now? I mean, I have asked my children, can you please pray for me? Because, you know, we don't always get it right. But I think when they see that you're humble, that you want to start over, that you want to try again, I think that softens them. And in addition to that, Lane, we're the adults, right? We get to model to them, you know, what adulting is, and then what healthy relationships look like. Because honestly, it is not about a perfect relationship. It is a lot of times repentance, you know, is part of that. And so that's how I have stayed in relationship with my children. And I'm going to be married 30 years in October, and forgiveness is, you know, foundational.
Well, it is. And listen, I tell people often, Patty, the two most powerful words, whether it be in marriage or parenting, is I'm sorry. Because, you know, we're never going to be perfect. There's no perfect parent. There's no perfect mate. So when we make a mistake, when maybe we do overreact to a tattoo or a new piercing that you said you never wanted your child to have, you know, really, all you can do is if you do make a mistake, when you say, I'm sorry, you're exactly right. It disarms the enemy. It disarms the offense. It breaks their hardness open to see, look, I'm just human. You know, mom and dad, you know, mate, we're just human. And when you can have the lens of that, God is certainly able to move through that. And you can get forgiveness on both ends, you know, asking for it and receiving. So if you're a parent today, and maybe you are stuck in conversation, maybe there is none. Let's do like Patty said. Let's look inside of our own hearts and say, you know what? Is this worth pride? Right. I mean, just humility. And go to your kid and say, listen, I love you.
Yes.
I am so heart-ached that we aren't talking and having real conversations. Please tell me, did I do something? Please forgive me if it's something I said or did. And I promise you, I guarantee you, that will be the icebreaker.
Yeah.
The first step in creating fantastic conversations in, you know, for the future. Do you agree, Patty?
Oh, gosh. I mean, absolutely. I think there's just something that is broken, right? And when we can see humility in people and that it's genuine.
Right.
And that, you know, I might not get it right, but I just, can we walk in this, you know? And it's just a different season with the older teens because they start making, you know, their own decisions if we let them. If we don't, that's a whole other book.
No, I think a big transition for our family was exactly what you said at the early part of the podcast. Coaching is what you become. You're not parenting
selling and yelling.
Or punishing. Yeah. What you're doing, you're coaching. You're saying, gosh, when I was your age, the biggest mistake I made was, or when I was your age, this is how it was. And it's so different for you. Is there any way I can help you? I mean, so we become coaches, don't we? Life coaches to our kids.
We absolutely do. And, you know, you said something, I think it's so important if we can find a story, and it's not going to be exactly the same, but I'll never forget the time when my daughter found my journal from when I was her age, and she started reading it and she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you feel the same things I felt. And you went through the same things. I mean, it was such a relief to her because she sees mom, you know, with how many years of walking with the Lord and maturity and all this. And she's like, oh, I'm just broken and I need, you know, help and all that. And she was so encouraged, like, oh my gosh, you were a mess too.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of, I just fell on my spirit, Patty, today. If you're a parent and maybe you're broken, maybe you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I can assure you in my life, my children at points were so darkened by the enemy and some choices they made that it all broke free when the blood of Jesus Christ came through. So if you're listening today and Jesus Christ is not the center of your life, maybe you've been afraid of Jesus. Maybe you've been burnt by church. Maybe religion has not worked, and it hasn't. We today, as moms of young adults, will tell you it's a relationship. Listen, I've had to leave my children at the altar more times than I can think, at times when they were just being kids that, like they said, doing what all the other kids were doing. So listen, today, maybe this is a powerful point. Starting with that conversation with yourself, maybe ask yourself, am I leaning on Jesus more about raising these kids? Because that's really, they're his first and yours second. And then ask Jesus, is there a place in my heart? Is there something I can do to be a better parent, Jesus, through your measurement, through your lens? And so I hope that speaks to somebody today. And this is not a word of condemnation. This is saying, hey, I get it. Mm-hmm. Listen, I've been there without conversations with my kids. And then I've had conversations that didn't go well. And if I had not re-asked myself, am I really in deep relationship with Jesus? Because let me tell y'all something. Jesus is the anchor for raising these children today. You can't do it alone. You can't do it with just people. You have got to have the power of Jesus Christ in your life to raise kids today. Yes. So I hope that empowers you today. I hope you feel the love for both from me and Patty today to say Jesus is real and alive and he loves you. And there is nothing that separates us from his love. So you as a parent, you receive that today. Then you respond by giving it to your children. Mm-hmm. And you can start over any day. You can say, listen, guys, you know, I've had a real experience with Jesus and I want you to have it too. Join me. So I hope that speaks to somebody. And I didn't mean, Patty, to get in there with an altar call, but you know, please. I just know without Jesus, parenting is impossible.
That's exactly right. And I actually do. I put that in the book. You know, Lane, I give people the opportunity, same thing, but you just did. Absolutely. Because honestly, I don't know how people make it without God. I mean, I don't know.
I know. And for those that are feeling like they are, listen, you know, it's okay, but we can tell you we are human. We don't have the capacity, but God in us, yes, we can do anything. So greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So Patty, let's end with another nugget today on conversations with young adults ourselves.
Yeah.
And teenagers, what would you impart to us? Like looking over not just your book, but your life experience, what would you leave us with today?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say that one of the things, well, my heart, Lane, is to help people move from where they are to where God wants them to be. Right? That's really my heart. And so when I wrote the book, it is in devotion form. And then at the end of, there's short little chapters. And at the end is a smart reflection. And that is questions that you either ask yourself or you might ask your child. And then the next section is new possibility. And that's really the focus, right? Is, you know, Jesus is our hope, right? So I wanted to give the parents a new possibility. And what I meant by that is, you know, what if you just listened and you showed up without an agenda? What if you, you know, ask them questions that they might think are different, or that you just show up in a different way that, like, wait, that doesn't sound like you, Mom, right? What if you changed your words? What if you didn't harp on them about their homework or cleaning their room? Or, you know, what about if you just let them make decisions? So I think that's really a really big part, is for them to consider that you can do things differently, but you have to become aware that something's not working here. And so how can I move this to a different place with the help of God so that I can go back into relationship or build a stronger relationship with my child?
Well, I love this. And there's so many tools in the book and so many resources. Patty, where is the best place, number one, to connect with you?
Facebook. I'm on Facebook. So it's Patty Pilkington Reed on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm also on LinkedIn.
Okay. And what about the book? Where can we get the book?
You can get it at Amazon.
Yeah. Wonderful. That is great. Yeah. So we really, I mean, conversations we know are so important, and there's none more important than with our children. And I am so excited. I'm going to say the title because a lot of people listen and work out. So yes. Face-to-face, smart conversations with yourself, your teenager, and your young adult. Yes. Patty, this is powerful. I'm so thankful you were obedient to the call to pen this. I think, you know, the enemy says he's come to seek, kill, and destroy. And I believe he's really out for our young people.
Oh, yeah.
But Jesus said, I came to give a life of abundance. So every time we can help parents develop greater conversations and communication skills, it opens up to the light of hope. And so again, thank you for your time today, Patty. And I'm so excited about this book. And I know you will get many testimonies.
Oh, thank you, Lane. It's been my pleasure. I hope that it impacts and helps parents to stay connected.
Whoa, what a great conversation. You know, it's just clear, without Jesus, parenting is impossible. And, you know, I love the fact she asked us, are you telling, selling, or yelling at our kids? You know, none of those are going to help us impact them or influence them. So that was just a real checklist for me, because I know I look back on some of my conversations and I know I was either telling, selling, or yelling at them. Listen, I just love today. It is so important that we engage with our kids. I mean, I don't care what their age is, but specifically when they're teen and young adults. So I hope you enjoyed this. PattyReed.net is her website. You don't want to miss it. And just, you know, I know that this is real important to so many of us, because we really want to be in our children's lives. Hey, don't forget the Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow book and journal. Man, you will walk through hurts to healings. It's exciting. Thousands have read it and have found healing, and so can you. LaneLawsonCraft.com. Get the weekly inspirations and so much more. I love y'all. See you next week. I would love to hear your thoughts from today. I am so thrilled we have connected. Would you take an Insta screenshot and share it on your story? Then tag me, please. Share with me what touched your heart today. You are the reason I do this, so that we together can build friendships where we turn our hurts to healings together, so that we can enjoy today and own tomorrow. Let me know what you'd like to hear too. And share this with all of your friends.
To learn more about the Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow podcast, or to be a part of Lane's growing community, visit her website, LaneLawsonCraft.com. You will find a genuine, honest, and refreshing group that encourages one another that healing is possible, hope is available, and the power we need is right here within us. Thanks for joining in, and we hope you enjoy today and own tomorrow.